Last summer I thought for a little diversion I'd take my family on a camping excursion. We were tired of vacations with air-conditioned rooms and such. Swimming pools and room service. I thought 2 weeks way back in the woods would do us all a whole world of good, especially the kids. They don't appreciate nature much. Rather watch a TV, eat a Twinkie. Well, my wife wasn't sure, but I said, look here, honey, we'll have a lot of fun and save a lot of money. Now, right there's where I made my first mistake, friend. I figured a tent, a few cans of beans, marshmallows, what could it cost? What with the sleeping bags and the hiking shoes and all the other paraphernalia that you used, it came to $6,947.22. But like the man said, he used it all again. Well, we packed a new Land Rover with a maximum load and drove to a run plumb out of road and then backpacked 6 hours straight up a steep incline. Briars, brambles, and cockleburs. Then we saw it, the perfect sight. There were trees on the left and a creek on the right of a clearing to pitch the tent. Just what we had in mind. Eat your heart out, feeling strange. Now, pitching the tent took 4 hours or so, and by then the sun was sinking low, and the kids were whining and crying for something to eat. Whereupon my wife said, where's the restroom? I told her, she grinned, said, yeah, now where is it really? So we broke out the soda crackers and sardines, the Vienna sausages and pork and beans, and sat around the fire to enjoy a well-earned treat. Good, now that's city-fied junk food for us.
That reminds me of Wild Hickory Nuts.
Let's all go camping. You never have it so good. It's great getting back to nature. Out here in the woods. Amongst the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees where the animals are our friends. Once you get hooked on camping, you never like the city again. Well, we just weren't ready for what happened then when sparks from the campfire carried by the wind set a pile of leaves and 289.95 sleeping bags aflame.
Little Nelson's going for the marshmallows, thought as far as the deal.
Yeah, it spread from the bags and the leaves to the trees, raging out of control and fanned by the breeze. I thought all was lost, and then thank God it started to rain.
I don't mean shower, friend. We're talking Paramount Noah one whole time.
Well, the fire was out, and we huddled in the tent. War slap out from the day's events. Floating on our air mattresses in mud, ankle deep.
Whereupon my wife said, I really need to know now, where is the restroom?
And when it finally stopped raining, it was cold and late. But those mysterious noises kept us awake. And we all knew we'd be mauled or axe murdered in our sleep.
At this point, I knew the ghost stories earlier had been a bad idea.
I was dozing off just about to dream about a holiday inn when a blood-curdling scream announced the presence of something in the tent covered with hair.
That's when I said, leap up there, son, light the coal, and I think he's something in here with us.
We lit the lantern, and there he was, a little beady-eyed fuzzy looking at us. And we chased him out of the tent and ran head on into a bear.
He just finished off the groceries and was frothing at the mouth. We ain't talking no gentle Ben here, friend.
He reared back on his haunches and he let out a growl. We all turned white and let out a howl. Went tearing through the woods in hysterics without a flashlight or a lamp.
It's amazing what adrenaline will do. I mean, I was a track star in high school, but my chubby little wife just flat-footed past me with a child under each arm like I was taking a Sunday stroll, yelling, never mind the restroom.
Well, somehow we all made it to the car, and I had to crank it with a quick hot wire because I'd left the keys in my backpack back at the camp.
Along with the shoes, wallet, Rolex, $6,947.22 worth of camping equipment.
We went flying down that dark, muddy trail, slipping out of sliding like a bat out of hell, till we drove through a stream that we'd crossed on our way in.
Lord knows I was just all the trees at 90 miles an hour. Sideways.
Now the rain made it deeper than it was before, and the water started pouring in around the doors. We had to swim for the shore. Never saw that Land Rover again.
Just loaded off. Last I saw was a tail light going over the falls. State Farm ain't never gonna be.
Well, we finally stumbled into civilization. Called a friend of mine from a Texaco station. He drove out and picked us up, took us all on home.
Wet, cold, tired, talking to ourselves.
They say take only pictures and leave only footprints. Well, we left 8 sleeping bags, 2 trail master tents, a Coleman stove, $400 worth of groceries, a Land Rover, a Rolex, and every stitch of clothing my wife ever owned.
Oh, yeah, had to take it all with us. Mink coat, makeup, electric curling. I never know what she might need, she said.
Let's all go camping. You never had it so good. It's great getting back to nature. I'm here in the woods.
walks the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees where the animals are our friends. Once you get hooked on Kansas, you'd never like the city again.